This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday approved more than $540 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, as Germany continues facing pressure from Ukraine and its allies to supply the nation with its Leopard 2 battle tanks. It was the seventh military aid package approved by the EU. It comes after Western countries last week failed to agree on sending Ukraine battle tanks, but pledged billions of dollars worth of support. At a briefing in Berlin Monday, a German government spokesman said that the government is carefully weighing its options. It said Germany has not ruled out supplying the tanks. It just hasn't decided yet whether it will do so. Meanwhile, outside that EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels, dozens of people gathered to call on the ministers to deliver the German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. Ukrainian Lesya Magas said Ukraine needs the weapons to go on the offensive.
Ukraine needs those weapons to make sure that we will retake our occupied territories. Right now, it's horror on the occupied territories. It's not like occupied and peaceful. People are being tortured. Children are being stolen away and brought to Russia. So it's not a matter of territories. It's what happens to our people. And in order to help us liberate our people, we need to have aggressive, offensive weapons. We cannot protect ourselves into victory.
At that same EU meeting in Brussels, foreign ministers agreed to impose a new package of sanctions on Iran for its violent crackdown on peaceful protests in the country, including executions, and for the transfer of Iranian drones to Russia. The Reuters news agency reports the sanctions include adding 37 names to a blacklist of Iranian officials and groups banned from traveling to Europe and could possibly have their assets in Europe frozen. Last week, the European Parliament passed a non-binding resolution calling for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard to be added to the EU's terror group list for its role in the crackdown. But EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said the bloc could not take that action without a court decision. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Zambia Monday on a number of engagements with Zambian government officials and touring U.S.-Zambia joint projects. Speaking Monday in a speech at the Zambia National Public Health Institute, Yellen said health security has been a key pillar of the partnership between Zambia and the United States over the last two decades.
It's important to sustainably finance our public health institutions since the cost of preparedness pales in comparison to the human and economic cost of future health threats. And we all saw this firsthand with COVID-19.
Secretary Yellen has been highlighting the Biden administration's work to deepen U.S.-Africa economic ties, including by expanding trade and investment flows and promoting sustainable and inclusive economic growth. Once the stuff of science fiction, lab-grown meat could become a reality in some restaurants in the United States as early as later this year. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
It's made by a California-based company called Upside Foods. Cultivated chicken was deemed safe for human consumption in a landmark decision by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Lab-grown meats derived from a small sample of cells collected from livestock, which is then fed nutrients, grown in enormous steel vessels called bioreactors, and processed into something that looks and tastes like a real cut of meat. Upside Foods CEO Uma Valetti explains.
Like I said, it's not a meat alternative. It's meat that's grown from real animal cells. So what we do is we take really high quality animal cells from, let's say, a cow or a pig or a chicken or a lobster, and we look for cells that can continue to grow outside the animal in a very robust and a healthy way.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. U.S. health officials want to make COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration Monday proposed a simplified approach so that most adults and children could get a once-a-year shot. Americans would no longer have to keep track of how many shots they've received or when. The proposal comes as boosters have become a hard sell on the American public. The FDA is asking a panel of outside vaccine experts to weigh in on the new approach at a meeting Thursday. The agency will present data suggesting most Americans have enough protection to move to a once-a-year shot. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an investigation into allegations the chairman of the governing Conservative Party settled a multi-million dollar unpaid tax bill when he was in charge of the country's treasury. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.